Live 95 is Cullman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I can't even believe that we are where we are here mid-December of 2018. What a year it has been. And time goes by no matter what. And one of the things that has become extremely apparent these days is we all have an expiration date. And so the time that we're here, it's just really about becoming awakened and using it to the best of our ability, I feel, and making those decisions to help us be as vibrant and as giving and, just live in the best state of ourselves that we can be in. And I spent a lot of years being clouded to that, and I have really discovered just a great path to becoming more true to who I am, being at the healthiest weight I've ever been, and moving my body the way that I want to, being able to more often than not wear what I want to. And it's a path and it's a journey, and I'm still on it, and I'm on it every day. And I invite anybody who is interested in being better, wanting to do better, wanting to have more, I invite you to walk this path with me. And it's been very rewarding, and it's a lot more fun when there's other people walking it too. As everybody knows out there, if you're listening, you know how easy it is to find people who are going to go out and eat anything with you, you know, pizza, donuts, cookies. It's really easy to find people that will do that. It's a little tougher to go against the grain of that and find people that will meet you for a walk and a talk, and maybe just for coffee or meet at the gym. Those friends, unfortunately, in this time that we live in, it's a little more few and far between, and it's just kind of not as socially accepted. Because if you don't partake, I've been to a lot of potlucks this week and passing on some things. It's just kind of like I've been the oddball, but at the same time, I know how I feel, and I feel great because I haven't been putting all of that extra stuff in my system. But it's funny. So if you have been making a lot of changes and you want to continue to feel better, I encourage you, show up with a dish for yourself. Take care of yourself and don't expect other people to do it for you, because they don't understand if they're not ready to be healthier. And that's okay. It's okay. I'm not here to try to convince anybody to do something that they're not ready to do. However, I have come to the place that I no longer want to lose my way on my path, because I'm afraid to show up for myself on my own health journey. I hope that makes sense. It's taken me a long time to get here, and feeling like if I don't go to somebody's house and I don't eat what they make, that I'm going to hurt their feelings. But it comes down to what's really important to you. And if getting healthy and being at a better place, maybe with your weight, maybe with your exercise, maybe less medications, things like that, it means doing some things that we don't want to do and not doing some things that we that we want to do. And it's a choice. But I just want to encourage you that, you know, you're not alone. You might feel alone sometimes. And if there's ever anything I can do to support you, please raise your hand and let me know, because I feel so encouraged just being able to walk this path and have so many people that have joined me and have really changed their life for the long term. So I find it pretty exciting. Okay, so here we are. We are midway through December, and I want to talk a little bit about moving forward into 2019, because pretty much half the country will probably be figuring out what kind of a diet that they want to start come January. And there's definitely some big cons to that. And I wanted to talk about that tonight, because the different approaches that you can take, they really cannot give us the success that we want to gain and that we're going after. So I want to talk a little bit. This comes right out of some of my material that I study regularly, and it's Dr. Anderson, and it's The Habits of Health. And so basically, let's talk about people that are going to like pick up maybe something, a fad type diet that's going on now. So to those fad diet folks, and I was one of them. Boy, I was like the leader of the pack back then. But so the fad diets, they tell you that, you know, you can lower your calorie intake and manipulate your macronutrients, and those boil down to your protein, your fats, and your carbohydrates. And that's where we get like the low fat diet, low carb diet, high protein diet, all of which create a really abnormal ratio of nutritional intake. But in fact, the food fight among these different plans and gurus as to who's right and who's wrong is really just it's just kind of an exercise in futility, because at the end of the day, your body doesn't quite work the way that they think it does. So if you lower your carbohydrates, fat, or protein by the wrong percentage, your body will develop cravings, and your chance of maintaining that weight loss is like a dog trying to stay away from a juicy porterhouse steak. It's not going to happen. Not for long term anyway. So you just, it's got to be something that is going to be able to be carried past just a short-term fix. So if you make it through the first phase of weight loss by doing one of those things where maybe you're just eating mainly protein, so let's say you make it through the first phase of weight loss, and most people don't, to be honest. The irony is that you will have lowered your total energy expenditure per day and therefore lowered your metabolic rate. Or by not picking precisely the right fuels and foods, you'll lose muscle. And that really is just yo-yo dieting. And so your body's furnace gets reset to a lower level than it was before you even began changing your diet. And this can actually lead to obesity, because without going through a recalibration process, you're likely to slip into your old eating habits and gain back the weight. But the metabolic furnace that doesn't burn as, but with that metabolic furnace that doesn't burn as well. So that result, basically, I mean, if you know basic math, is you're going to put on more weight. You're going to have a higher percentage of body fat versus muscle, a lower metabolic rate, and then less inclination to even be active. And that's all of which makes it even harder to lose weight next time. And so you can imagine what happens after many repetitions of this cycle. So after a while, your food intake just can't be lowered enough to have any effect on weight loss. And that's when people become a fat, kind of, we call it a fat factory. You're just storing fat and you can't seem to lose weight. And it's just, you know, much to their frustration, because it's a really tough place to be when that happens. And that is, I know that we're talking about not making these choices is what I want to encourage people to do not do it. But I'm here to tell you that that is how I lived several decades of my life, by doing exactly what this is talking about. And I had reached a point where I was extremely hopeless. I would try and try and try, and I would get discouraged, so I would eat, and it was just such a vicious cycle for so many years. And I really did have to go through a recalibration process of letting my body start to be able to trust what I was giving it, being able to give it all the water that it needed, give it, fueling it at the right time and the right amount. Because did you also know you can overdo it just by portions on the most healthy food? And that can cause an ill effect too. So there really is a way to strike it right. And then moving on to, there's people that are really wanting to get to it by changing and doing a crash diet. And then on the flip side of that, we have those exercise enthusiasts. And they will try to exercise themselves to a healthy weight. But unfortunately, those exercise tactics help people get extremely disappointed, as disappointed as the dieters. And although there's health benefits associated with exercise, it's hard to lose much weight through exercise alone. And to really lose weight, you need 90 minutes of strenuous exercise a day, according to the U.S. Institute of Medicine. And that's pretty daunting. I mean, most people don't have that time to spare. Our schedules are crazy and we don't feel like it. So while exercise is critical for long-term success, it needs to be part of a comprehensive process of building optimal health, and it should be deployed in baby steps. So this is what I love is when I work with people, once we get people losing weight, they naturally become more active. They're up and they're moving and they're doing things in their house, and instead of sitting on the couch because they couldn't get up before, or taking a nap every day or two naps every day, people just start feeling better and become more active. And at that point, what happens is then we can increase the activity incrementally through fun choices and, that are going to help increase that muscle mass and can last a lifetime. So I hope that kind of explains a little bit about why, you got people that will do the crash diets and not succeed long term, and then you got the people that are killing themselves in the gym and they don't get the results that they want or that they need to achieve either. So it is that balance that really makes it come together. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95.5, Coleman's own independent radio station. We'll be right back after the break.
Founded in 1887, Coleman Savings Bank serves the people of Coleman with a full line of banking services. One of those services is their legacy checking account, available to those 50-plus, military, teachers, policemen, and firefighters. It features no monthly service charge, interest earned on any balance, free paper or e-statements, and two free boxes of checks per year, along with other features. You can stop by any one of four convenient locations and ask them about the legacy checking account, or visit www.ColemanSavingsBank.com. For more information. Coleman Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121. 1121.
Allstate agent Dylan Fullalove is now serving Coleman. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Dylan is someone you can count on to protect all that's good in your life. Dylan makes it easy to save on the quality protection you need. He'll even help do the switching and paperwork for you. You can stop by Dylan's new office today for a free quote. Located at 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or on Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. That's 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or on Highway 31 just north of Highway 157.
Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Thank you so much for coming back and joining us. We are talking about health and hope here on a cool Thursday night in Coleman, Alabama. If you have a comment or suggestion, or you have been winning your own health challenges, give us a call. Let us know about it. 256-737-9505. Okay, so we are just, you know, Christmas is right around the corner, and I've had a lot of conversations in the past, definitely the past couple months, you know, and the holidays are a huge reason why people aren't ready to focus on their health. And I think it has a lot to do with it's a crazy time. It's a fun time. There's a lot going on, and there is way more social activities and way more food events than the rest of the year. They just seem to be one after another. And I get it. I totally understand, and I get it. But I have had some people that have asked me, you know, I'm not ready to make a full-on commitment right now, but what can I do that might help me a bit? So as you could see, like, they're toe dipping. I call that toe dippers. They're not ready to jump in the water yet, but they're just dipping their toe in. Well, this is how I like to talk about it. The direction that we're going with our daily habits, if you can think about that like a bowling ball going down the lane, okay? There's a whole lot of momentum behind that thing. And it's going fast and it's going furious. So in order to change that bowling ball to make a U-turn and go into a different direction, it's practically like you've got to have a real strong change that's going to make kind of an intervention in your life. Like, you've got to have a big commitment. And if you're not willing to do that, then what I like to say is, let's just slow that momentum down a little bit then. And there are a lot of ways that you can do that. If I get it. You don't want to change how you're eating right now, and you want to be able to indulge in all the treats. That's awesome. You know, and it's a choice. It's truly a choice for all of us. But you are probably maybe sick of going to bed with heartburn, sick of all of a sudden, you know, your pants aren't being able to button, and you're not, all those kind of things come with that freedom of eating anything we want and not following through with healthy habits. So how do we slow that momentum of that bowling ball down? Okay, I got a few choices for you. A few things that you can do. And we talked a little bit about, making it through the holidays healthier last week. And it definitely was like, be sure to get your sleep and drink your water. You know, try drinking at least 64 ounces of water, especially, the weather's cooler. There's a lot more sugar. There's a flu season around us. So even just doing that, not even focusing on weight or anything like that, I mean, that's just going to help you get through this season. and feel better just by drinking at least 64 ounces of water. Okay, you're not ready to change your food, and that's okay. How about just trying to start with half a serving, or half a portion, I should say. And I don't even mean like the portion it should be. I just mean like you go and there's a big slice of pie. Start with just half that slice and try to tell yourself that you can have that other half, but we're just going to wait about 3 hours before we have that other half of pie. And that right there, what that's going to do, it's going to help to not spike your insulin as badly, your crash won't be as badly, and just stretching that out over time is going to help you feel a lot better. And you might even try, so this is one of my tactics that I use, is if it's not from scratch and it's not homemade and someone's just like thrown a whole bunch of processed stuff together, and it's got Oreos and it's got all the, you know, cake mix and all that stuff, I bypass that stuff now. But if it's something that's homemade and somebody put their love and all the measured ingredients and they took the time to make it, have a piece and enjoy it. Just enjoy it. And like I said earlier, maybe start with just a half a piece and see how you feel after that, because definitely it's not about feeling deprived or anything like that, but it's about just helping your body get through this season and come out of it and with less inflammation. You'll have, you know, more clarity. You'll have a lot more energy for all the stuff coming up with your friends and your family and your work life and all of that. And I just think that you'll feel a lot better if that's something that you're interested in doing. So the other thing that you can do, so it kind of goes alongside, and I just wanted to talk a little bit tonight about high fructose corn syrup, because if someone's making something from scratch, I mean, I know that pecan pies have corn syrup in them. That's usually how people make them. But like most of the store-bought desserts, most of the frozen desserts, most of all of that stuff has high fructose corn syrup in it. And that stuff is just doesn't serve anybody at all, unfortunately. So, I mean, even if you had all the treats that you wanted, but you focused on just leaving those treats out, you would probably come out of the holidays being in a better place. Because unfortunately, I just had a talk with a friend this week. He called me up and he said, did you know that there's countries that don't allow high fructose corn syrup in their food? And I said, yeah, I sure wish America was one of those. Boy, we'd all be healthier and happier. And it's just, it's such a shame that we have that going on. But I wanted to read this to you just so you could kind of get an idea of high fructose corn syrup. So in the early 1980s, high fructose corn syrup replaced sugar in Pepsi and Coke. And why? Because it was cheaper. So now soft drink companies could supersize their 8-ounce bottles and offer 64 ounces for the same price. That's a great value for you, or is it? You see, sugar or sucrose can be metabolized by any cell in the body, while high fructose corn syrup can only be processed by your liver, after which it turns into triglycerides and then laid down as fat. On top of that, high fructose corn syrup is addictive. Your body gets used to it and starts to crave it. If I were an accountant thinking of ways to sell more Coke or Pepsi or cakes or hot dogs or even bread, I would probably decide that adding something that creates a demand for more of my product makes good business sense. And unfortunately, it does make sense to Wall Street. A sweet tooth may be good for business, but it's not good for your health and well-being.
So besides high fructose corn syrup, which I had actually paid a little attention to this last year. All right, so the full story. As you know, I disappeared for a couple of weeks back in like October, November, decided to do a little siesta. You know, I left. It was 94. I got back. It was 34.
Yes.
I drank a really fruity drink that I really decided that I liked on the cruise ship, and it was basically a fruit punch. And I saw them make it. They like mixed pineapple juice, and they mixed orange juice, some other stuff. I forget what exactly. But I was having a craving for that like a week and a half ago. And I got to thinking, all right, let me see if I can find anything that's like fruit punch. Well, I know in the summertime I can buy a fruit punch fruit punch flavored drink that is, you know, one of the sports drinks, which, you know, is neither here nor there. But, you know, I was looking through the juices aisle at the grocery store where you've got orange juice and apple juice and whatever else, and I came across this fruity flavored. It was not a sports drink. It was just like a drink, but it was not like the original. You know, like orange juice or something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was naturally curious, you know, all right, here's my flavor. Sure enough, if it had high fructose corn syrup, because everything's got high fructose corn syrup in it, it seems like. If you buy just plain orange juice or plain pineapple juice, does that have it in it, or is it like a 50-50, depending on if the manufacturer decided to sweeten it up or not?
Yeah, it depends on the manufacturer, and you have to look at the ingredients. That's, you know, unfortunately, that's where we're at, is we really have to be detectives and check that stuff out for ourselves if that's what we...
Thank you, intrusive government, for forcing them to put that on there, right?
So. Yeah. Well, it's pretty... it's just, it is really unfortunate that we are where we are and that so many things are just allowed to be added. I know one of the things that is... that I had read also, Jay, do you remember when they, and they might still be doing it, I just haven't paid attention, but do you remember when they were, it was all about corn, you know, corn fuel?
Yep, like, yep.
Yeah, and everybody balked at that. Like that, it's like that caused a lot of disruptions. But nobody ever balked about them using it for our bodies.
I don't think anybody knew unless they like really dug into it.
Yeah.
Or listen to your show.
Well, it's just...
Obviously, I've heard it before, because when you said that, my ears perked up, and I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. what's going on here?
Well, and then it is advertised...
Not that I don't always listen to your show, but, you know.
Well, it is advertised...
Happen to be in a really good place to hear it. So.
It is advertised to us, though. I mean, there were commercials within the past couple years that were promoting high fructose corn syrup, because I think people did start to realize that... You know what was going on, and basically those commercials were saying, it's got high fructose corn syrup, and then the next person would say, it's just sugar, it's all natural, and they would leave it at that, and it just is, I don't know, it's a crazy thing.
I guess I'm at the age, ha ha har har, you know, we've been talking about age before, but. I feel like I can feel my sugar sometimes. I can feel it up. I can feel my highs. I can feel my lows. You've talked about that on your show before.
Yeah.
And I can kind of tell if I've had, you know, too much to drink in terms of sugar. So, you know, I'll try to swing off of it. Obviously, you can move to water. You know, a lot of people do that. I kind of gotten hooked a little bit late at night because I don't want the caffeine late at night either. But I don't want to sit there and, you know, like have a dry throat. So I have to sip on something. I've mixed lemonade and water. So I don't know if that's good or not, but. And the brand that I get, I'm not going to promote them, but I looked at it the other night, and it does not list high fructose corn syrup in the list of ingredients. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. It's a step in the right direction. It's a step away from that. So.
And somebody must be rubbing off on me because I never looked at the labels before. Didn't care. So.
Woohoo! That's awesome, Jay. Good job.
Wait. Okay, well. I guess that's it, because I took up the last 5 minutes of your show.
Hey, that is no worries. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, you can find me on Facebook, path-changers.com. And if you got a question or a show idea or something you'd like to know more about, reach out to me. And come take a well-being assessment. They're free, and they are eye-opening. So thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned. We've got Coleman Live on 95.5 coming up next. And you're listening to Coleman's Own Independent Radio Station, 95.5. Have a great week, everyone. Choose health. Merry Christmas.
Apothecary and Living Well store is located in the middle of downtown Cullman, conveniently located just